Hello and welcome to episode 8. Today's topic was actually a request. The request was to discuss the power of the evil eye and the impact the evil eye has upon another person. And the question was, can the evil eye affect a person if they give it power? Or does the evil eye have power on its own? This was a really good topic, and therefore I decided to move forward with the subject. The evil eye has been part of our human history since the beginning of time, when jealousy and envy became a thought in the human mind, and then took action and became something of power. When the mind has the ability to create, it can either weaken something or it can strengthen something. So the mind itself has the ability to create hate, envy, and jealousy. So a lot of times when people come and ask me, do I have witchcraft on me? A form of witchcraft is through the evil eye. It does not mean that a person is always lighting candles, doing jar works, or other types of spell work that means that you have witchcraft upon you. It can be just by the look, the stare, the thought. And that is when a person can say, I have witchcraft on me, but it is done through the mind, the mouth, and the eyes. So how much of an impact that has upon you is the amount of power you give it. My recommendation is always to do your spiritual hygienic part where you spiritually clean yourself. So you can do a spiritual bath. You can cleanse yourself with just fresh herbs bundled up. You can cleanse yourself with fire. You can cleanse yourself with smoke. You can cleanse yourself with a candle, whatever it may be. But understand that the more power you give to one's negative words is how that negativity grows. Does the evil eye have a level of impact? Yes, it does. If you give it power, if you do not take the necessary steps to cleanse yourself, sometimes the evil eye is given power when you are giving too much information about yourself, whether on social media, whether through friends, inner circle, whatever it may be. So when you are giving information and you are sometimes giving information to people that can use that against you, but the power that is held is when you give it power. When you are sitting there and saying, it's because of this person that this is going wrong. So what you're essentially doing is you are giving the quote-unquote enemy the upper hand. When you say to yourself that this person holds no power over me, you are also doing a form of cleansing on yourself, where you are literally deflecting the negativity. So when you are thinking about a negative thought and you are literally allowing that to grow and become a tree when it was just a seedling, you literally gave it power. So my recommendation is always to take the necessary steps to cleanse yourself, remove the negativity, and keep your mind at a high vibrational level, which means that you should think of positive things, you should do positive things in your life, and stop allowing that negative energy to just continue to grow. Like I said, from a seed, you can turn it into a tree. So negativity through the mind, the mouth, and the eyes is real. We cannot take that away. And if you feel like it's happening often, then you need to retrace your steps, pay attention to who you told what or what you exposed of yourself, and you need to close it down. That's the first way of defense. The second defense is, of course, to cleanse yourself, right? You take that spiritual side and you cleanse yourself and you remove that negativity. And then the third is to constantly keep your vibration in a positive place, a positive vibration, a place of abundance and prosperity. So that every time a person puts an evil thought out there to target you, it gets deflected. It gets deflected by your own positivity. A lot of spiritual attacks are through mental games, threats that are made, words that are spoken. People have a tendency of starting spiritual warfare by using words. There are those that don't say anything, that do things behind closed doors, but there is ways to cleanse yourself, correct? But there is also the side where you start giving other people power. Hypothetically speaking, you invite someone to your house. They come into your house and they're enamored by your home. They're like, wow, this house is so big. Wow, it's decorated so beautifully. Wow, you live in a really nice neighborhood. Those words, wow, wow, can mean positive or negative. And if you feed the negativity, you feed the negative thoughts, the envy, and the jealousy. Even if it meant to be negative, you can turn that negativity into positivity. And I know that it's harder done than said, but you have the power to change a lot of outcomes. If you pay attention to everything, yes, it is a good thing to pay attention to everything that's happening around you. But at the same time, you can change a positive circumstance into negative circumstance because of the way that you think. Or sometimes that negativity can be grabbed quickly, demolished, and turned into a positive situation or a vibration. So this has many different ways of going about it, but in the end result, what I'm trying to say is, do words have power? Yes. Does the eye have power? Yes. Does the mouth have power? Yes. Does the mind, everything have power? It does. So what you need to learn how to do is you need to turn that negativity into positivity. And when you do that, you will be less affected. So that is the topic of the day. I appreciate the person that messaged me with a topic of discussion. Again, I have put it out there that if anyone has topics and wished they want to hear my point of view on, you are welcome to message me. And if it makes sense and if it flows in my podcast conversation ideas, you're more than welcome to do that, and I'd be happy to speak on it. Many blessings, and I'll be back with episode 9 next week. Take care.